Everyone knows that Christmas is celebrated on December 25th, but at the opposite point of the year, another man's birth is celebrated. The story of his life and the song about him that influenced the way we learn about music is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the Bible, we are told that Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist. While she was still pregnant, she had a meeting with her cousin Mary.
In the story of the birth of Jesus, it says that when Mary visited Elizabeth after the Annunciation, Elizabeth was already in her sixth month of pregnancy. So the custom evolved of celebrating John's birth 6 months before the birth of Christ.
So the date of John the Baptist's birth was placed at June 24th, about 6 months ahead of Christmas.
Sometime in the early Middle Ages, somebody composed a hymn to John the Baptist, a hymn that was sung by Christians. It was in several verses, composed in Latin, and was incorporated into the evening prayer for John's birthday every year.
Paul Turner says the hymn was composed in Latin, but its message has an application for today.
What this hymn is asking is that our voices might be freed, our tongues might be loosened, so that we can praise God for the glorious deeds that have happened.
There was something else that made this hymn special, though.
But it was only later that somebody else took a harder look at this particular hymn and noticed something unusual about it, and that is that each of the successive lines of the hymn all ascend one note to the next. The fellow who discovered this, who is credited with the discovery, is named Guido of Arezzo.
Guido of Arezzo would turn the hymn into something we all know today. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.